Hello, Blake?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Tina getting back to you from Local Splash.
Local Splash. Oh, for the Google?
Yeah, I think you were talking with Joyce earlier about adding a in-ground pool company.
Yeah. So we have DBJ Construction set up,
okay.
I believe, through them. That's our primary company. That's our decks and covered porches and additions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we are now an Imagine dealer for their fiberglass pools.
Okay.
And we're starting DBJ Pools, and we're going to start a whole new account for just the word search and everything. And yeah, that's what we're getting. That's why, yeah, we're trying to get that set up.
You're smart to do that. Yeah, that way it doesn't conflict with the other services. You know, it's under a new profile. So my only question would be, as I see that you have under DBJ Construction, Maryville and Johnson City. So is there going to be a different address for this DBJ Pools, or?
So we want to do a 50-mile radius of Johnson City, Tennessee.
So, okay, so Johnson City. So if we set up the Google business profile using 1160 Broadleaf Drive, it'll show.
We don't live there anymore. That's not our new, that's not the
address
anymore.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So you have a new address. That's what I was going to tell you. I didn't want to use the same address because I don't want it to conflict with the other. So if you have a brand new address in Johnson City, that's even better. So let me just create the profile using that. So officially, is it going to be DBJ Pools, or is it going to be Pool Installation or Pools Inc. or anything like that? How do you want it to read?
I think it's just DBJ. Let me look at, I just got the business card made up. Let me look.
Okay. Oh, good. Make it match for sure.
Yeah, just DBJ Pools is all it's going to be.
Okay, I like that. And then the phone number for the business?
423-483-5920.
423-483-5920, correct?
Yeah, that's Dave's number. And if we need to change that, can we change that at any point?
Absolutely, you can.
Okay.
Or I could put a call tracking number on there for you that'll forward to, you know, either you or Dave, whoever you want it to go to. I just wanted to put a number in here just so I could create the account. What's the zip code for Johnson City?
For the new house, so it's in Piney Flats. The new house is Piney Flats.
37686. 37686. Okay, that's in Piney Flats. And then it's going to have me enter the rest of the address in just a second. It's just trying to create that profile, and then I can take the rest of the address from you. Okay, good. I got it. So go ahead with the address.
It's 236
mm-hmm.
Cross Anchor Place.
Okay. It pulled up, and then Piney Flats, 37686. And do you have a website for this business yet?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't know if we have a website. As of right now, that is, we can probably leave that blank. If he sends me the info for it anytime, so let me look up, actually, I just look up online.
Yeah. If not, I can help you out and have them put a site together for you, if you don't have one. But if you have one, obviously we'll promote the one that you have.
That's what I'm trying to, because we have DBJ Pool, that's where. I don't know if.
Or if it's just a domain and it's not, doesn't have content on it yet, we could also use the domain to put the site on, if you give us the credentials. But, I'm trying
to
search.
I'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking.
He just texted me. We don't have one set up yet. I think we're in the process of making us one.
Okay. We'll help you with one in the meantime if you wanted to use it in the interim, or you might like the one that we build and just use it as the main site, you know. But either way, I'll put a note in here that if needed. So we'll match the pricing that you have for the other locations, which is $129 month to month. The $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only, so the initial investment would be $228. The other locations, you have them bundled together with Google Ads, the Google pay-per-click ads, which I highly recommend if you want a 50-mile radius. So I can, you know, I can bundle it with the Google Ads. I think you do like $150 for each location if you, you know, wanted to. If not, we could just stick with the $129 and, you know, get that new location up and running. So what are you thinking?
I think we're just going to $129 with the pool.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's what I was thinking too. So let me just create this account. And then I can do the payment, and then I'll create a new client interview for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords and your service area and getting y'all set up. So
I think you guys work directly with Imagine, correct? Or you're you guys build all the websites for Imagine, don't you? If people don't have a website set up, because we went to their weekly training and they had a big power. I think it's you guys that are going to be setting up our website anyway.
I'm not sure if we do websites for Imagine or not. We have over 48,000 active clients, but absolutely, if you, you know, are, you know, thinking that we're the ones that are going to set up the site anyway, like I said, I'll get that included for you. It's not a problem. You know, what I think I might do here is
answer for that here probably by Monday for you, but we can just get everything else set up.
By Monday. Okay. I'm thinking it might be better off for me to separate this profile. I was going to try to put them all together so that they're all on the same account, but I don't want any of the keywords that goes with, you know, the other profiles, you know, as far as being a deck builder to conflict with this. So I'm going to just take all the information that you just gave me and just create a separate account under it since it's under pools. It'll be better for you in the long run. So I'm just... going to take me another second.
Pools,
so
the pools email is going to be under a different email. I don't know if you have that yet.
I was just going to ask you that. Wow, you're one step ahead of me. So just give me a second because I have to transfer everything over. So I'll get the email in just one moment. You know how computers are. Sometimes they have a mind of their own, and right now it's doing the thing where it's spinning. So it's trying to create the new. Yeah.
I'm the new paper guy in the company, and I'm usually just the guy in the field. I'm the builder, not the computer guy, and they gave me a new job at both now, so I'm finally learned how to use a computer again since high school. So it's
Oh wow. Good for you, huh? That's exciting.
No, but it's been a struggle of a learning curve.
I was just thinking about when I was in high school. It was back in 1987 when I graduated, but when I was in high school, my brother said, he was 2 years older than me, oh, you have to take the computer class. It's the coolest thing ever. So I took the computer class, and it was not the coolest thing ever because it was computer programming, you know, where you have to type in command and prompt and / this and / that.
Yeah, no, thank you. I remember doing that.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
It's terrible.
It was terrible. I was like, I don't know what he was thinking to have me, but it was not good. But, okay, so now give me the email address that's going to be associated with this one, please.
It's dbjconstruction and then the number 2 at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, and then try to make sure that, so your last name is the same as his, right?
Yeah, DJ. He's my dad. I'm the B in the DBJ.
Oh, cool. That's neat. You know, I usually ask people when they have businesses like that, like DBJ, like, what does it stand for? So that's cool that now I know. And then...
Yeah, it's David Blake Jack. It's his three sons.
Oh, so there's a David Jr. too?
Yeah, there's a second. Yeah, David the second, yeah.
Oh, David the second. Okay, very cool. So I like that. I love the family businesses. I think that there's so much more morals and ethics and putting into, you know, the work. So I think that that's great. So are you the middle son or the oldest or the youngest? Or
I'm the middle.
You're the middle. Okay. Any sisters or just all three boys?
Yeah, the sister is she's the baby, but BBJB would look pretty weird on a t-shirt, so.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
She, we're putting up condos shortly, so the street that the condos are on are Breeze Avenue, I think, it's her name. So we were like, we'll give you that.
Oh, that's cool. Wow. Yeah. Your parents were very creative because my son, he just turned 30, but he's always told me if I ever have a little girl, I'm going to name her Breezy. And I always thought that's like the most unique thing. I've never heard that. And now you're the only other one. Hers is Breeze, but that's close enough. That's crazy that, you know, her name is like that. Wow. They were kind of ahead of the fact with those celebrity names, huh?
Yeah, right. Breeze just spelled just like the wind, not like Drew Breeze, but Breeze. It's the only one I've ever heard of.
It's cool. Yeah. So my son wants to do the same thing, but just with the I think a Y at the end, so Breezy. So I'm like, wow, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then give me the address one more time, because when I created the new profile, it kind of erased it. So go ahead with the address.
236 mm-hmm. Cross Anchor. Place Tiny Flaps.
Got it. Okay. Cross Acre Play, Piney Flats, Tennessee, 37686. For some reason, Google auto-filled everything, but not the Piney Flats. I have to type that in manually. Okay, now it's stuck. Perfect. Okay, so do you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Credit card. Yes, I think he has Amex set up on his other account. I think I'm just using the same exact card.
Okay, so do you have the card in front of you? Or do you want me to pull it off the other account? Okay, because I can pull it off the other account if needed, because I saw that he already added you as an authorized user, but it would almost be easier to just go in this way and do the payment where we add it fresh, because that way it won't, like I say, conflict with the other account. Sometimes when we type a note in a new account, we open up an old account, then the note goes in the old account, and it just, you know, it's like sticky. So I'd rather just enter it fresh if you have it.
Yeah. You ready for the card number?
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
378-003-522-502. 002.
Okay, expiration?
0929.
And the 4-digit code on the front?
1004.
Thank you. And then does it show your dad's name or the business name or both?
Both. David F. Ryan, DBJ Construction, LLC.
Okay. And then the billing address that goes with that card, please.
The 236 Cross Anchor Place.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go through a voice verification recording with you that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you to go over the account setup and the keywords and whatnot. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DBJ Pools.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Blake Ryan, project manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yep.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 2nd, in the non-refundable amount of just $228. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second day in the amount of $129. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then for the client interview, that will take 20, maybe 30 minutes. Let me see what's available today. So one moment here.
Can you put, if you guys have any questions regarding anything, phone numbers, like, can you put my phone number down as that? Because Dave doesn't want, he already handles the decks and everything. This is supposed to be my, like, my branch of the company.
Sure. I when I created the new account, I disregarded that other number you gave me, and I just put it under your number because that other number was already in the first one, and I didn't want it to conflict. But where do you want the client calls to come to? You're the point of contact for this one, for setting it up and everything. But does your dad still take the client calls, or would you be taking them?
He'll still be doing the scheduling for quotes and everything else. He'll be the one talking to the clients.
Okay. So I got it. We're going to
something changes.
Call you for anything related to the account or the setup or the website or anything like that. But for client calls, they're still going to David, right? Your dad.
Yes, please. Yep,
okay,
you.
Got it. Okay, yeah, perfect. I just wanted to verify that. Okay, and that's the number ending in 5920?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So let me put that on here. For client. Okay, got that. Okay, so for the client interview, what I was saying is it'll take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. We could do one today at 6 o'clock. Other than that, we're triply booked. We would have to see what's open on Monday. But can you make the 6 o'clock one work?
Yeah, whatever's easiest.
I love it. Okay, good. Okay, so I'm going to block out an hour from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case the technician's prior appointment runs over and they call you at, 6:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I got you guys pricing that is not available to the general public, obviously we matched your other account pricing. So I want you to acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So you're going to get a text message from me in just a moment that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and then there's going to be a link in there to do the e-signature. And then that text message is also going to trigger an email that says your initial invoice. So you're going to get both. You're going to get an email, and you're going to get the text message.
Perfect.
Once that opens, Blake, there's going to be three boxes that you have to check. One will show that you're authorized. The second will show that you receive text message. The third one shows that it's a recurring charge. Once you check those three boxes, you would have to plug in your dad's name because that's the way it is on the billing. So please include the middle initial and everything. And then once you confirm signature, if it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. So you don't necessarily need the username and password right now, but if you see that, then that's a good sign. That means that the e-signature went through. And with that being said, that username and password is also going to be in your welcome email. So you'll have access to it right away if you needed it. But again, you don't really need it right away, but that's a good sign if you see it, okay?
Okay. Do you guys, I looked up for, do you guys have an app? Is Local Splash the Get More Leads? Is that your guys' app?
Yes, we do. We have an app that we have just launched within the last couple of months. So I'll put it in the notes here for the technician that when they call you that you want to get set up on the app and they'll help you download it and everything and get it synced together with your account, okay?
Okay, so once I get the text, there should be three things I have to do and then the username and password in that you said?
Exactly. Matter of fact, the text went to you right now. You can probably refresh and see it. It'll say thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, yeah, so I'm going in there. I agree. Certain, acknowledge, and then you said type in David Ryan.
With the middle initial, too. It has to match the billing.
Okay, confirm signature. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's all signed.
Perfect.
Now I'm getting a bunch of emails. A bunch of text messages.
Did you get the prompt for the username and password or no?
Yes, I did. So
that's good. Okay, so it went through. You're good there. Now, one of the emails you're going to get, Blake, will say pictures needed for Google verification. What that is that Google will protect you guys as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area, okay? So it's going to say if you have a business license or insurance or registration or a work vehicle with a license plate or a picture of the work vehicle with tools or an invoice with the address or a business card, which I think you just had set up. So don't get intimidated by that email and think that you have to send all 7 or 8 items. Just send over whatever you have. So if you only have 2 or 3 of them, that's perfectly fine. That will help us get you verified quickly, okay? So all Google wants to know behind the scenes is that you guys are a valid business in the area, and again, that protects you from those big corporations, okay?
Okay, so... All right, so that's the next step that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, that's the next step, but you don't necessarily have to worry about any of that right now. If you want to get ahead of the curve and start doing it right now, you can. If not, you can do it after the client interview at 6 o'clock too. But either way, if you start uploading right now, the technician will have access to that at 6 o'clock when they call you, okay?
Okay, so where did you say I upload that again?
You upload it to the form that's on the email. So I think on the email there's going to be a form that says click here to upload your pictures.
Okay, last one I got.
And I think those pictures actually get stored on your dashboard. So
this says click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay. Oh, it's having you do the e-signature again. How funny. If it has,
no,
you know,
that was the first
one. Oh, okay, it was the first one. Okay.
I did that. Voice by dashboard. I'm just trying. I've got 2 work trucks in front of me and a bunch of business cards with me right now. So.
Oh, okay. Might as well do it now. Yeah, I like that. I always tell people the more proactive you are with your account, the better results you'll get. And that's awesome. If you're like on it and you're doing it right now, that tells me that you're going to do very well with this. That's great. Your dad hired a smart cookie. I hope the other brothers are as sharp as you are.
Yeah. They're a little bit more technologically advanced. I mean, they'd probably be done with this.
Yeah. Oh, you're password. Doing great.
Password did not want to work.
Oh, is it asking you for a password for our back office? Let me give it to you because it's going to create a unique username and password to allow you in. Once you get in, you can, you know, use what you can change it to whatever password you have. But let me just see what password they created for you. So the username on the account is your phone number with no spaces or dashes. It's just the 10 digits. And then the password is Cool Media, all lowercase, all one word. So COOL, and then you don't space it. You just go right into media, MEDIA.
Okay, so I just got this. And then it pulls up location info. I'm not the – am I – they're going to fill all this out, correct? The products, or do I have to fill all this out?
Let me look at the email and see what it says. I normally just give people ahead.
I just log into Local Splash and it says it's just tracking phone number, and then it says this keyword phrases. So I assume the guy's gonna fill this out with whoever does the. Because it says content, hours, payment methods, contacts, description, products.
Oh, you know what happened? It's so weird. When I clicked on the new account for DBJ Pools and I went to that action needed photos for Google verification and I clicked on the client dashboard, it took me into the old one that your dad has for Clark Masonry. So something on here is still conflicting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the tech team take a look at it, and I'll have them fill in the information for the new account on this form. So if you refresh it later, it should already be filled out. I think it's not filled out on your form because something's conflicting with the other one. But we'll make sure that that's fixed by the time they call you at 6 o'clock, okay? So if you want to, you can just upload photos. Don't worry about if anything's filled out on there. We'll have that fixed by the time they call you later, okay?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see where it says to click. Where do I upload the photos at? Because it's not
Do you see that email that says action needed pictures for Google verification?
Yes, so and it says scroll to the business documents section.
And please log in to your client.
Is that on the website?
That's on the website, but they'll be setting you up with the app also when they call you later, okay?
That's probably where I'm not looking in the right spot. As long as I'm logged in, I should be.
Yes, and you have my extension too, Blake, so if you have any questions, you can call me. If not, they'll tackle everything for you when they call you at 6 o'clock, okay?
All right, thank you. I found where it's at.
All
right, thank you so
you
much
got
for,
it.
For helping out.
Oh, you're very welcome. Welcome aboard with the new business. I think you're going to do very great with it and have a really nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Yep, you too. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.